finishing in fifth place. A nice way to finish his freshman season. Deacon McDonough in 175 is not a comfortable place for a freshman to be.
No.
But I think he's distinguished himself.
Yeah.
All right, at 190 will be this, and then try again to send it to Richland Center for the championship. Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland against Nolan Wolf of Lancaster, wrestling for third place. Talon Childs of Riverdale and Caden Fulman of Ithaca Weston. And going for fifth, Clayton Yana of Mineral Point and Clayton Yeager of Poinette. Yana and Yeager for fifth.
All right, but we'll stick with the third place match. Two local teams that we follow all year long, Ithaca Weston and Riverdale. We're 1:30 to go in this first period. It is 0-0 as Coleman almost had to take and ended up going off the mat. And now they go off right in front of the score table, so they'll reset. Those guys reset in the center right on the middle point logo. Sizing each other up and in the middle. Look their head ties here, looking for an inside move. Coleman goes to a head collar tie. Work that head to the mat a little bit. Coleman, a senior, 32-13. Giles, a senior, 13-6. Giles has been battling injuries all year long. Not much action on our feet here at 190 pounds. But I tell you, the Nicolotti will keep them going. Down to 39 seconds, 0-0 on the board. Sizing each other up. Collar tie still. Much action for offense. Here comes the underhook from Childs. Coleman is able to turn away from that. And they both shoot at the same time. Childs down on a single behind the knee. The left knee to Coleman. Coleman slams those hips to the mat, buries that head. Got the near ankle trying to turn the corner as Childs is working his way back up to his feet. Childs is down underneath as Coleman's trying to get that head to the mat. There he gets that down on his knee. Now we're going to go off. No, we're not going to go off. Well, they did go off. Time ran out. 0-0 at the end of one. A little activity there late in that period. Going to start the second period with Coleman down. Caden Coleman will be in the bottom position. Works to his feet to stand up. We have a stoppage for potentially dangerous. Coleman gets reset. 4 seconds burned on the clock there. Right up to his feet he does. He comes and turns. He's able to turn and face. Nice stand up. Quick whistle, Coleman has got the early point here in the second period. Working that wrist tie.
Update on the other two matches. In the fifth place match, Yana of Mineral Point has a 7-0 lead over Yeager of Poinette. And in the championship bout, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, a 4-0 lead midway through the second period over Nolan Wolf of Lancaster.
Caden had a good shot there as a potential takedown, but wasn't able to complete it. Childs was able to counter and fight out of it. Caden be a little more aggressive on his feet here, a little activity going. Now the underhook from Childs. Underhook on one side, overhook on the other, steps through, tries to do a trip. They're right in front of the scorer's table. Nicolotti works his way around to protect everybody, and they end up going off. So we're back to center, 48 seconds, 1-0 lead for Coleman. Quick shot there for Childs. Coleman comes up with a high ankle, trying to get him to the mat, trying to dump that. He's trying to hang on to that left leg of Childs, but they end up working their way off. But a react there from Coleman is Childs right off the whistle, go for that low single. Was able to finish it. Coleman countered it 32 seconds as they restart in the middle. Working that overhook here is Childs. This guy's got to pick up the action here a little bit. 15 seconds, one and up in the lead. Working the edge over there. There's, reaches down to Coleman for a single leg right behind the knee. Just can't finish that. He's got to change his levels, get his hips down. Doing enough to be active, not to get a call against him. Child's choice. Talon Childs of Riverdale. He chooses down. 2 minutes on the clock. One and nothing lead for Coleman. Coleman of Ithaca Weston. Childs of Riverdale. Coleman is riding those hips there, and Childs has got his head down on the mat, hanging onto a wrist. Now Coleman's got a half Nelson. Lift that ankle, tries to lift the ankle and turn it. Tells reaction is able to go right to his stomach. Coleman's working that half on his left side. Trying to get a breakdown there. Stalling call, warning for against Childs. He comes to his feet. Coleman does a lift. Good return. Takes him right to the mat. Childs came down hard there on his arm. Yeah, he came down. Right arm comes down straight and hit the mat, jammed his shoulder. I could see that right away.
That's no fun.
No, stopped the mat. Tried to brace himself, but his elbow locked there and kind of jammed his shoulder a little bit. He is going to stay in control. So they did give him some near fall there because now he's up 4-0. So he's awarded the three-point near fall. Childs does a good job trying to bring that Gramby roll, but Caden does a good job stuffing across the side. Now he sticks that half in on the right side, lifts that ankle, trying to lift it. Now Childs does a good job, able to come to his feet, gets the escape. 4-1, under a minute to go, 190-pound third place match. Down by three is Childs. He's got to pick it up here. He's been warned for stalling, and he's losing by three. Caden's got to continue to circle. He can't be backing up here. This is where he's got to circle. Work back to the middle. 33 seconds. Talon's got to pick it up here. Talon's got to pick it up here, trying to do something underhook. Drops to a single. Caden lowers those hips, presses that head. Backs out, circles in. 19 seconds on the clock. Down to 10 seconds, three-point lead for Caden Coleman. Ithaca Weston over Talon Childs. Down to 5 seconds. There's a warning against Caden now for stalling. Nothing hurts, though. It's going to be a final 4-1, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston.
Just a reminder, you will take a break to now for place winners.
Kevin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Island won the championship 13-4 over Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. Wolf and Coleman have not wrestled, so there will be a wrestle back for second place. Talon Childs and Clayton Yana did wrestle. Childs beat Yana earlier, so Clayton Yana of Mineral Point, who won the fifth place match earlier, will not make it. Talon Childs will go on to sectional as the fourth place finisher. There will be a wrestle back for second between Caden Coleman with the Weston and Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. Let's take a break. We'll come back if we have a chance to from Mineral Point. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Wrestling day continues. We're at Richland Center High School. The finals are just getting underway. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Kirk Lair. We'll get you ready for what we can expect and what we'll have for you on the air this afternoon from Richland Center. Pat Mahoney is going to be checking in from Dodgeville in just a little bit here. Let us know the status of that tournament as well. Kirk, how about the Richland Center Hornets and their day here so far?
Well, it was a good round per se in a lot of ways. We've got couple in the finals, you know, and a lot of activity, like six or seven, I think, still competing. You know, run down it quick, you know, we can talk about Caden Stibbe. He lost a tough match there in the semifinals, but then Ethan Haiti, he's in the finals. He'll wrestle Colton Kloss. Brock Barrett, he's still alive at 126 after a couple good wins there in the wrestleback round. Then we go up to, I believe, we got to get up to, we had a couple tough losses there. And Wasinger had 1-1, and then he lost one at 138. And then I think we go all the way up to Bodendine, don't we?
Yep, Ethan Bodendine is in there as well.
Yep. He's still wrestling the wrestlebacks, right?
Yep, he's still got a shot back, of course, in the wrestlebacks. We also have, and that's at 175, and of course, still to go, Mason Jelinek.
Yep.
But Mason Jelinek lost in his semifinal match, but he'll be wrestling back for the possibility to get to second. That's at 190 pounds.
Yep.
And then
Bindle.
Yeah, Ethan Bindle.
Yep, he won his match, and he's going to wrestle for fifth. And once you get into the fifth, if you can get fifth, then you got a shot at wrestling back for fourth. And then we're not sure what's going on with Braden Kleppe. He medically forfeited out of his semifinal bout, and hard to say if he's going to come back and wrestle in the for the third place match or not. You know, he could just medically forfeit to fourth and hope he doesn't have to wrestle back in that match if the injury is serious enough. Basically talk to one of the co-assistant coaches there in the coach's room, but didn't really hear it, and I didn't really want to ask Coach Coleman about it. So, but well, we're excited about this next round, and we got some good matches coming up for you here.
Absolutely, and we'll be bringing you the Ethan Haiti match here in just a little bit. Here's the finals get underway this afternoon at this hour on WRCO Radio. We'll see what's going on in Dodgeville as well. We'll be back in the next opportune time. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday from WRCO Sports.
All right, this is Pat Bowen giving another update from the Dodgeville Division II Regional. Our semifinals, our finished finals are set. Actually just started here a couple of minutes ago. I'll give you an update of what happened so far. So in the finals at 106, Colin Fry of Evansville is facing Tyson Bassett of Fenimore. Blake Faust of Dodgeville is going for third. So Fry beats Faust in the semifinals previously. So that's the finals go. Run 13. We have an interesting match coming up with Colton Baldwin from Evansville versus Shane Nassan from Dodgeville. Nassan is 49-1. Got one loss coming from Fulton. Ballet from Evansville, freshman 42-2 this year. So they will be meeting up, and that will be an exciting match. So 120, we have Dave Bateman from Fenimore. In the finals, he defeated Steve from Monroe. And then we have Benny Bronsted of Evansville, who defeated Aiden Weigel in the semis. So Birchman and Bronsted in the finals at 120. We have Ben Reese also wrestling back, continuing his quest for his fourth place to go on to the section. Next weekend, he is Dan Schindler from the Kansas City Southwest Convention. That's at 120. In the third tier, we have 126. We have Blake Andres from Belleville, Monticello, Leclerc in the finals with a 17-1 tech fall. In the semis, over Evan Curtis from the City South and from Benton. And Rhett Furley from Dodgeville is in the finals. Had a very close, interesting, entertaining match with Briggs Weigel of Belmont Pieville. Went to the ultimate tiebreaker, and Furley held on to it again there. Quincy Don from the River Valley was in the consolation semifinals and fell 7-0 to Big Fish from Darlington from that. So his bringing up is over at 132. We have Carson Menahan of Monroe in the finals with an exciting 8-7 win over Buxton from PC Sunset and Benton. Race Howard and Evan Wells in the finals. It's 5-1 win over Brady Ward of Turner. Tyler Maxwell lost earlier in the tournament. On to 138. Dylan Weigel from Bella Fabio in the finals. He defeated Nathan Johnson from Dodger 7-1. And we have Mason Food. So the 17-0 win over Noah Yalty in the semifinals. So Weigel and Food in the finals, Gallison and Warranty against Russell at 4-2. In the finals at 144, Hawker Peterson, 2046 Tech Fall, over Perkins from Perry Shoon. And then we have Colton Collison from Fenimore in the finals to face Hawker Peterson. He defeated Oliver Harkis in the semifinals. We also have Mason Schulte here in the consolation finals. And so continue to come into the wrestle back to getting the fourth place to get that inevitable invitation for next week's section. 150. We have Owen Sheffield with the pin in the semifinals, 250 and 257 over Ulrich, which is Belmont Platteville. And then we have Zavavich with a pin over Heiser from Tom Heiser from Evansville to give his spot in the finals. There. So Seth Root and Zavavich in the finals at 150. 157, we have Danny Heiser going for his quest to be the next four-time state champion with a pin over Lenzendorf from Prenshoon in 1 minute. And then we had a really good match that ended, unfortunately, Wyatt Knockreiner and Ryder Zavavich, that I was telling you before, that was a rematch of last week's semifinal. Knockreiner won in overtime. Zavich had a takedown in the last 15 seconds, and Knockreiner stood up, and Zavich lifted to do the mat return, and Knockreiner's elbow, his arm landed awkwardly, and his elbow, preliminary reports, his elbow, is injured, so he was taken off on a stretcher with what's being called there. So Zavich over Knockreiner with an injury default there. We hope the best for Wyatt So Heiser and Zavich in the finals there. At 165, we have Tristan Stout. We had a pin over Rupinac from Monroe in 102 to get his spot in the finals. And then we have Landa Bush from Tuba City is a 9-3 winner over Jason Helwig to gain his spot in the finals. So Stout and Bush. We also have Hunter Alt from River Valley still going to wrestle back. He is in the consolation finals to continue his quest to close again to get to next week. 175, we have Scoble, Maddox Scoble from Darlington Blackhawks is in the finals with a 4-2 win over Blockett from Fenimore. And then we have Caden Davis from Bennett Fiber with a 10-0 winner over Swenson from River River. So we have Scoble and Davis in the finals at 175. At 190, we have Udahoven, Trey Udahoven from Galvin Monticello and New Glarus with a 5-1 win over Kubel from Fenimore. And then we have Blake Dickel with a 16-15 victory to give his spot in the finals over Cam Moore of Belmont Platteville. So River Valley, Dickel and Udahoven in the finals at 190. 215, we have Blake Theory, who has a 52-second pin in the semifinals over Mangiano from Bennett Fiber. And then we have this is Ross Chris, who had a 13-8 run over top from Fenimore. So Peary and Chris in the finals at 215. Last, 285. We have Simmons from Perdichin with a victory by Finn over Zatupil from Evansville. And then the Dalton Wolf from Fenimore, who was a winner by Finn also over Drake. And Darnold from Butler. Updated team scores. Fenimore continues to lead the tournament, 198.5 points over Evansville, 158. Very close second, close third with 155. So 2.5 points between Evansville and Prairie. Selma 5-0, 144. They got the fourth. And Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern is in fifth at 105. So finals have started. I'll give you a report at the end. We have our 1-3-2-pound match going right now, and I'll update you that when that's over. For WRCO Sports, this is Pat Mahoney.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
WRCO. Welcome back to Richland Center. Just in time to tell you that Caden Stibbe has just scored an exciting win, Kirk Lair.
Oh, that was exciting. We want to apologize that we didn't do a better job of planning and get that on the air, but the good news is because he won that match, he's going to get a wrestle back for second place, so we'll get that match live on the air.
We do have Ethan Haney stepping on the mat right now.
Yep, he loses the first takedown, but now gets an escape, so we're going to cover that now, and there's a good shot, reshot, shot back. Boy, nice scramble there by both wrestlers, but it's Colton Koss from GET coming out on top again, and now he has a 6-1 lead over Ethan Haney, and we're just 45 seconds into the match. So you can see we've had a lot of action so far. He now comes out to the side, works for an armbar, and tries to drive that over. And he does get it over. He has Ethan Haney in a lot of trouble here and could get close to that fall. So we're excited to be here. We're already up at 120 in championship action. Ethan here in a lot of trouble. And, boy, that's really getting tight now, Phil.
Oh.
But he maybe bites his way out of it again to get that shoulder up, but now it's Koss pulling it over again. Getting closer and closer. These two, I don't know if they have met before, but both in the state tournament last year. Ethan runner-up finish.
Long time for Ethan to bridge, but he's doing it.
He's doing it, yep. And down to the last 15 seconds here. If he can get out of this period, but he's going to be in quite a hole behind 10-1 at least. There it is. With 6 seconds to go, he succumbs to the fall. And Koss, you know, right now at 39-2 is a great record. And he's both hopefully, Ethan is definitely going on to sectionals. And it's been a new experience for him here, and he's still in the running, though, and still shot for the... I always like to tell people that when we start regionals, this is a qualifying tournament, so it doesn't really matter where you place as long as you qualify from week to week, and once you get to the Madison for the state tournament, then it's your chance to win.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. You know, I guess you maybe have a better chance at a better seed if you finish first, but sometimes that's not always the case. You don't know who's coming in from those other areas either.
Yep, that's at least they got, you know, there's still the seeding look. And Ethan's got a lot in his favor coming back as a returning runner-up. That puts you up there in a higher level, sometimes even over some of all the first-place guys. And he's still, who says he's not going to be first next week, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Very much could happen. And we'll see whether or not he will wrestle back. He has defeated Tibbet, who is wrestling on the other mat right now. And
down there on mat number one.
Mat number one.
Yep, and right now Tibbet is
trailing in that match, I think. Yes, he is trailing.
3-0, yeah.
3-0 he's trailing. Against he's wrestling Briar Cave from Lodi down there in the third place match. And then in our fifth place match, we have Vanderhoff from Boston taking on Jensen from Nakusa. So those actions going on. We'll come back and we'll cover a little bit of, you know, at least my memory of the match. It was a good match for Caden Stibbe. He was trailing in the match, got taken down early in the match, scored a escape, so he was behind 3-1 in the at the end of the first period. Second period was kind of uneventful, pretty basically a tie score going into the third period, and then he scored a couple key takedowns there and ended up winning 8-6 in that bout. So he did a heck of a job in that match, and it was just fun to watch the whole event there. And that call for stalling in the end there, but it's still, you know, he was up 8-5 at the time he gave up the stalling point, and so that was a wise move by him. And then, like we said, now we get to cover him at least one more time because we're going to get that Russell back match in there.
One more time today, and we'll cover him next week, too.
Yep, and that's the key one there. Like I said, disqualified. This next match is just kind of positioning for next week, you know, and it does help to go in as a second-place finisher. It means you'll wrestle the third from the other regional. But either way, he's there, and now it's up to him again to qualify for the state tournament.
You qualified for the regionals all 4 years, didn't you, Kirk?
No, we won't go back there.
We're not going back that far today.
No, we're not going to go back that far. And there was a, you know, I'll just talk about my officiating career. I did quite a few regionals.
I know you did. You made it to a lot of them, even the state.
Yep, there you go.
We want to also mention that Richland Center has another young wrestler coming up here in just a little bit, Brock Barrett, a sophomore. And after losing that first match, he's had a nice day.
He is.
Scoring a major decision, 12-1, and a pin in 53 seconds. So he's still got a shot at next week, a chance to wrestle at least for the position to get to fifth and maybe fourth.
Mm-hmm. He's got to get the fifth, and then hopefully that'll give him a chance for fourth because, you know, we talked about it. Ironically, we ended up with no wrestle backs at 106. Not like we want to stay here all night either, but, we talked about that earlier when we were at lunch. But there's going to be a lot of wrestle backs. They'll more than likely be in that from fifth trying to get into the fourth place match.
The Boston wrestler is very close to scoring a pin. That's in the third period, and they're on the edge of the mat at 120 pounds. He's wrestling Carter Jensen of Nakusa Port Edwards and Jaden Vanderhoof on the far side there, and he's got a chance. He's keeping those toes in bounds. Got about a minute remaining in that period, and the match we're really concerning ourselves with on the other mat, seeing what's going on there in terms of whether Ethan Haney will have another
match. It's still looking good for Ethan because Rich Tibbet is, although Ethan beat Rich Tibbet, so he will have a wrestle back. Haney will if Briar Eaves continues in his goal here, leading 14-0. So, yeah, we could probably look at that. And down at the other end there, the young man from Boston, Vanderhoff.
Yep. 5 minutes, 10 seconds, the pin time. So
okay.
Vanderhoof wins.
Yep, yeah, we got to keep. We were supposed to be rooting for Tibbet instead of other way around. But it looks like now that's going to end up being a wrestle back down there. Ethan's going to go, but he's going to have to regroup here, and he's going to have another match here before the end of the day is over.
We'll have to probably dig deep to get second place here, but certainly he's had a great year. 43 wins now with a couple today.
Well, no, that's the one thing about the track wrestling. They do update, and this is his current record. So now he's 41-7.
41-7. Quite a record.
Yep. And knowing the experience that Ethan has got, there's a tech fall down there, so now that match is over with. And so we will have a wrestle back there who will have Lodi. Briar Caves will take on Ethan Haney for true second. So we'll be coming back with that later here after the championship round. So is
Phil just mentioned earlier here, we're going to stick here and we're going to cover Brock Barrett. He's going to be coming out here and wrestling in fifth place, and he is going to be taking on Chase Linder from Neillsville Greenwood Loyal. They're getting ready to take the match, and our championship match, we'll bring you up to date there. That's Gunnar Kremer from GET. He is taking on Cashton Stoddard from Wisconsin Dells, the only wrestler I think Wisconsin Dells got left going here today. And then we already brought you up to, well, we did the third place match, is Kelson Casey from Nakusa Port Edwards, and he's taking on Peterson. Catch him here. There's a Breck Peterson from Austin. Go down to Brock's match as he's scrambling for a takedown, and just as we look down there for it, he gives up the first takedown and trails 3-0. Linderman had a nice pry in the legs there and almost turned him over, but Brock did a nice job coming to that and get back to his base. Now he's got looking for a to get free his arm and see if he can get his own switch or stand up. There comes the switch, but Linderman pulls the arm back in and ties it up. Oh, I thought he blew the whistle, but he didn't. Okay. Still fighting here on the edge of the mat. We're getting, I never like it when they get close to the edge of the mat and get close to those standards.
Yeah, it makes you worry a little bit.
Yeah.
On the championship mat, Kurt, it's a nice lead for Cashton Stoddard of Wisconsin Dells. In fact, he nearly pinned Gunnar Kremer of GET Melrose Vindoro just moments ago, but they were declared out of bounds. So 7-0 in that match, the lead for the Dells.
Oh. Boy, real close there to locked hands by Linder. Real close also for Brock to get a reversal there a couple of times. But now Linder's got a cradle locked in, and he's coming real close to turning Brock. Back to you. You had a fall down there, I think, in that championship match.
Minute 48 is the pin time for Cashton Stoddard of Wisconsin Dells. So Dells will have a wrestler next week at their own sectional that they'll be hosting. Stoddard gets the win by pin over Kremer.
Well, we were talking about that cradle before we went back to you, and Linder just kept after it, and he finally got it over there. He's going to pick up four near fall here as we come to the last few seconds of the first period. So Brock's got some work cut out ahead of him. He's trailing now 7-0.
Looks like 14-1 is the lead on the other mat. It's Linder taking on Barrett. Barrett, certainly a good wrestler from his area. And then also we have the match for division, or for, I should say third place, Casey and Peterson, and right now that is a 14-1 match, Kirk. Let's go back to you.
We start the second period here. Nice shot by Brock, but countered by Linder. Now Linder's got a good front headlock in, controlling Brock here. Brock's got to come out of it and maybe snap through it. Tried to use that front headlock and get a throw out of that, did Linder, but that didn't work, and Brock almost countered through it. But now he's coming back and trying to lock up that cradle. But now Brock's got a leg, and he can get some leverage out of it. Almost got a good single leg takedown out of that. Now tries to slide out of that. Slides his head out again. Tries to scramble for a leg. Linder still comes back and maintains that front headlock. Brock almost caught him. Now he's going to catch him with that fireman's carry. Keep driving through it, and he does. And he gets his first points of the match. 55 seconds to go here in the second period, and now trails 7-3, and now it's his turn to see, here's my ride, and can I turn you for some near fall? You had a final down there on the other end, though, didn't you, Phil?
We did. Tech fall for Breck Peterson of Boston, 17-1 the final. That was in the second period.
Still riding in over the top, riding real strong is now I lost his name again, Phil.
Oh, Linder?
No, Brock Barrett, sorry.
Oh,
sorry. But Brock has done a nice job here. Now 10 seconds to go here in the second period.
Boy, don't get caught here, buddy. Oh, right at the end, in the last 5 seconds, he gets caught in a reversal situation to a headlock. And not only did he give up the reversal, he gave up some more near fall. So now it's a 12-3 score as we go into the third period. And it's Brock's choice. So he's going to have to get some big moves going here in the third period, Phil, to bring this back into range of reach there. He's doing a real nice counter turn there, and he just lost position and got there. Now comes around hard here, though. This is where he's got to start right away, and he has if he can secure this reversal, and he does. So now it's 12-5, and he's got a lot of time left. We got a minute 45 here to go in the third period. Riding in again strong. Just potentially dangerous there. About a second there that he signaled the illegal hold, but just potentially dangerous. Arm got in bad position. As we heard earlier from the report from Pat Mahoney, these arms getting in bad positions can lead to some very serious concerns and injuries, too. So we wish the best to Wyatt Knockreiner, and hopefully he can recover from that. Back to wrestling action here, though, in this fifth place match at 126. Brock needs some big moves and gets caught again in that, trying too long for that, fighting off that reversal, gets reversed and gets put on his back again for the third time in the match. Needs to get out of now. Leonard's come back to a cradle situation. And now he's got that cradle locked in really tight. But Brock rolls out of it. Cradle's still in, though, unless he's going to have to kick his leg and free that. We're down to about 45 seconds to go. Needs to kick out of it, and he's going to have to really come back with a big move and probably a fall to get in there, because now it's 18-5 after the near fall points are awarded. You can hit the switch and come around and get on top again would be good, but now we're down to the last 25 seconds, and it's going to take a big move in a hurry here. Almost straight to his back would be the right way to go. Gets caught in that arm pry again. Trying to fight his way out of that, and it's just not going to happen here for Brock. He's going to end up sixth place in the regional here, and that'll be some building ground for next year, Phil.
Yeah, finishes out his sophomore season, and again, had a good day. A couple of nice, impressive wins here to get back to this level, but sees his season end, and I don't believe there will be a wrestle back, as again, the Stoddard, Cashin Stoddard is the champion. Kramer, the runner-up. Kramer has wrestled against Casey, if I've got that right.
No, Casey Peterson. I thought you said Peterson won third.
Peterson won third, yes.
Okay, but he hasn't wrestled Kramer.
So he hasn't. You're right. There will be a wrestle back.
Yep.
So there will be. So I think three weight classes in a row, there will be a wrestle back for second place.
For second place.
Second and third.
No,
so
the Nielsville kid. Okay, there'll be one for sure, and he said the other one, Linder, I don't believe has wrestled. He would have had to have wrestled Casey. I don't think so.
So I think there is a wrestle back at 126.
Yeah, I think the kid from Nakusa comes back here. So
there'll be one there. The looks like before we get to 132, there was a hand raised on the championship mat, so it must be a possible forfeit there. And I believe it was Ostrom from Nakusa Port Edwards that came out and had his hand raised, but we'll check on that.
Okay, so that probably would be some sort of injury default there by Caleb Wiseman from Adams Friendship. So we'll kind of watch the see what happens there as far as is Wiseman going to have to wrestle back.
we still have some excitement coming up here later on here with some Richland Center wrestlers still to go. So looking forward to those a little later on in the tournament.
So right now we only have a third place match going down on mat number one, and that is between Xander Kellogg from Lodi, and he's wrestling Brody Bansey from GET. And GET, as we mentioned earlier, we heard the leaders down there at the Doddsville tournament. Oops, I ain't going to have as much luck as I thought bringing the computer back up.
It's a work in progress.
It is.
And we did, actually, if you're just tuning in, we did have a fire drill here at Richland Center High School today that a youngster inadvertently pulled the bell, but of course you don't know that at the time, so they began evacuation and got about half done, and they had to clear the mats, of course. Officials and wrestlers all headed to the exits along with everybody else, and then found out that there was an all clear. But it was a good, 10-minute delay, I suppose.
It was kind of after hearing the news as we arrived this morning of the unfortunate fire down at the concession stand at for the baseball field and football field. It was kind of one of those, you know, is this going to be a little more action for the Richland Center Fire Department today or not?
Luckily, they got to stay home.
Yep. They have a tech fall down there on mat number one, and that is the third place finisher down there at 126. Well, that was 32, yeah.
Yep, 132.
Back to 32, yep. Oh, wow, and the other one's, no, that one's not done. Okay, it's wrestler Fancy one there,
yep,
right?
That's right.
From GET.
Mm-hmm.
By a tech fall.
Yep, Logan.
So now we're going to, Fancy got, that puts the no wrestle back there. So Wiseman from Adams Friendship will be two. Sostrom will be one. And then Fancy will be three.
That's how it goes at 132. Let's take time out. We'll have more of our regional Saturday coverage coming up. You're listening to Regional Wrestling Saturday from WRCO, WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Welcome back to Mineral Point. We are on the home stretch as we're down to two matches, David Wormand, and incidentally, both of them involve wrestlers from Ithaca Weston. What's happening right now?
Yeah, right now, Caden Coleman is out there in a tough one with Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. Caden is currently down 3-2, 45 seconds, 3-1, 45 seconds to go in the second period. So Kate, both wrestlers here are going to sectionals. It's just whether who's going in second and who's going in third. As they go off the edge of the mat with 31 seconds. So this is a 190-pound wrestler back. Champion Gavin Hinderman of Isle Grande Highland and Talon Childs of Riverdale take fourth place in this weight class. 20 seconds to go in this second period. Still 3-1 in favor of Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. Down to 8 seconds as Caden continues to force the a little bit, but just not able to get inside and get a takedown as the clock runs out at the end of the second period. Choice is going to be Lancaster, and Wolf is going to choose neutral.
In fourth place, Riverdale, Chase McGuire.
It's been rather raucous here in the last 15 minutes as Mineral Point and Isle Grande Highland are vying for the top spot in the leaderboard. A pin from Colton Williams in his fourth place match earlier ignited the Isle Grande crowd, and then a victory for Emmett Collins in his fourth place match at 165 turned it the other direction, and I don't think either team has a wrestler left. So we'll have to wait and see, and Dave will bring you the team scores after a bit. But let's concentrate here on Mr. Coleman.
And reminder, we'll let the team score get caught. 125 to go in this match. See who's going into second place and who's going into third place right now. Nolan Wolf of Lancaster is leading 3-1 over Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston. We do have one more match, as Bill mentioned. Max Neath of Ithaca Weston, he'll have a wrestle back at 285 yet. He has
will
to defend
Elijah
his
Parkview, Albany,
fourth place finish.
Elijah Gunn from Parkview, Albany, is podium.
Under a minute to go now at 190. Caden's got to pick it up here, down by two. Takedown would give him the lead. Remember, it's 3-point takedown now in high school. Jim is starting to clear out. We're down to the one mat format. Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston gets a warning there. Down by two with 35 seconds to go. He's got a double underhook. There's the warning against Wolf now of Lancaster, trying to protect his lead. Caden's got to get inside and get a takedown. Down to 20 seconds. Coach Kelly is trying to get him to pick up the action here a little bit. Down to 13 seconds. 13 seconds down by two. Got to get a takedown. Got the low ankle. Got to cover the hip. There he's got the takedown. Caden's going to get the takedown and the victory. Got that takedown. Gets a 5-3 victory. Caden Coleman, Ithaca West, and he's going to be our second place finisher. Way to come back, Caden.
Well, congratulations to him.
We're on that one of the final score of 5-3 for Ithaca West, Caden Coleman.
I imagine we have a little bit of a time wait for Max match. I don't think it's a whole too much.
Well, we talked about those team scores. Unofficially, what do you have at this point?
All right, top five. Ithaca Weston in fifth place at 126. Lancaster in fourth place at 136. Riverdale in third place with 169. Mineral Point in second place with 257.5. And Iowa Grand Highland leads it with 260.
How close is it?
That is 3 points.
Wow.
257.5 to 260.5. That's, again, unofficial.
Well, we are down to one match. That is the fourth place match to decide who goes on to the sectional next week at 285 pounds behind champion Grant Matthews, runner-up Bodie Brockhoff, and third place finisher Matt Orrin. Will it be Max Neef of Ithaca Weston, or will it be Jack Nels of Poinette? Neef is a senior, has lost just once this season. That came in the by medical forfeit to Grant Matthews.
Yeah.
They actually didn't lose on the mat. They elected, they, meaning the Ithaca Weston coaching staff, to hold Neef out. This is a young man that hasn't wrestled since before the Christmas break. Mac Neef came into this tournament with an 8-0 record. He's now has one loss on his record thanks to a medical forfeit, but then has come back. Then he lost to Matt Orrit of Mineral Point in the match for third place. So that's why he's wrestling to defend his spot here and wrestle for fourth against Jack Nels of Poinette.
And they're ready to take the mat there, Bill, on mat
okay.
two.
Wrestling on mat fantastic.
Two. So well, Lancaster fans are leaving so we can see the mat. So as Bill mentioned, we'll have Mac Neef, Ithaca Weston senior, 10-1. Jack Nels, the junior from Poinette, record of 13-10. Bill mentioned Mac was off before the Christmas break. There's a head steal. Oh, but he loses it as the first takedown is going to go to Jack Nels of Poinette. Mac had a knee issue earlier, and then I do know, I don't know if it was a week or 2 weeks ago, he had a root canal done, so that's a little time off to get healed up and ready to go today and battling for fourth place here. And they're going to go off the mat as he was getting turned, and he rolls right through. He puts Nels on his back, so he's going to get the one escape. So it's going to be 3-1, 113 to go in this final match, 285-pound fourth-place match. Sounds a little odd saying wrestling for fourth place.
Yes, it is unusual.
He's got the overhood, over the head, and under the arm. And he's going to get the takedown and a near fall. Cal Kelly, the coach for Ithaca Weston, knows it. There's the pin and 113. So Mac Neef coming back good. And he's ready to wrestle with the second return next weekend.
Fantastic. You were 2-for-2 there, David, in the last 10 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that ends our regional tournament here for 2025 at General
County. After we recognize those individual point players, we will award our 2025
Bill is getting his paperwork ready. We mentioned earlier that Bill and I will be going to West Sea next weekend. Bill and whoever I believe is going to Wisconsin Dells for Division II sectional. Hopefully we don't get the snow like we got this weekend. We'll have a safe drive up there. Some good wrestling here at Division III Mineral Point Regional. looking like our team scores are looking like they're going to hold. I don't, unless the computer is a little bit behind yet, but it's we'll get to those in a minute. Bill is just finishing up on his paperwork here, and we'll have a wrap. And be all set.
And we'll get home at a halfway decent time from Mineral Point, where the roads weren't bad this morning. We expect them to be even better on the trip home. We've got our tabulations are taken care of. We'll have the team scores and everything else for you when we wrap things up after this message. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Well, the Super Regional at Mineral Point is complete. There were 13 teams here. 11 of them will have at least one sectional qualifier. The only two teams that do not at this point are Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative and River Ridge. Each of those two schools does have one wrestler in the number five spot, which means if something happens in the next 7 days before the individual sectional, the fifth-place finisher at the Super Regional will have to be ready to go for Kickapoo LaFarge. That is sophomore Dom Thorgerson at 120 pounds. And for River Ridge, it's sophomore Cale Koenig at 144. We can tell you that as far as our area schools go, let's check the three teams from the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference, starting with the Ithaca Bulldogs. Ithaca Weston has five wrestlers going on to the sectional, including three runners-up. Derek Franzen at 144 pounds, Nolan Waldner at 165, and Caden Coleman at 190. They also have third-place finisher Ashton Bennett at 150, and fourth place showing from Mac Neath at 285. Those five wrestlers will go on to the sectional next Saturday at Westby, while Carrick Thompson and Deacon McDonald both placed fifth and have to be ready if called upon. We mentioned Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative. They actually have two wrestlers in the fifth spot. In addition to Dom Thorgerson, sophomore Brenton Ewing is in the same spot at 138 pounds. The rest of the team has seen its season come to a close. And North Crawford Seneca has four wrestlers that have qualified for the sectional. Regional champion Jaron Grimslett at 113 pounds. Third-place finishers Thomas Frosty, a senior at 144, and Sawyer Swigum, a junior at 215. And Gavin Wilkins, a freshman at 120, placed fourth today, and he will go on to the sectional as well. The SWAL, we can tell you that Boscobel Wazika Steuben advances two wrestlers on.
Ashton Uwehoven, a sophomore at 120, finishes in third place. And Joe Wetter, a junior at 157, places fourth. Is that what you had, David?
1 point.
They just announced the championship for the team, the Super Regional, and Mineral Point wins by 1 point over Iowa Grant Highland.
Yep, 261.5 to 260.5.
And again, this place was just erupting. The last two wrestlers that took the mat representing those two schools were Colton Williams of Iowa Grant Highland, who pinned in his fourth place match at 144. That put the squad ahead, Iowa Grant Highland, and then Emmett Collins got the point right back at 165 with a pin in his fourth place.
Pin is probably what put them over the top, not just the win, but the pin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they'll probably be taking that young man out for dinner. The Riverdale Chieftains, well, they have a total of 7 wrestlers going on to the sectional, including regional champions Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. They also have a runner-up in James Schramm, a third-place finisher in Hunter Wilkinson, and a pair of fourths from Chase McGuire, who scored a pin in his last match, and Palin Childs at 190 pounds. So 7 wrestlers going on for Coach Marcus Ingles and Riverdale. Well, let's take a look at the two top teams. We can tell you that Iowa...